Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to today's podcast. Today, we're going to discuss superfoods, and we're going to specifically go over the 12 top superfoods that you should be consuming regularly in your diet. If this is your first time to the podcast, welcome. We hope you enjoy the show. If you are returning, please make sure you leave us a positive review on Apple Podcasts or on whatever platform you are using to listen to this podcast. And also, please make sure you follow us on Instagram at EricMadridMD. Also, I'm on Twitter at EricMadridMD. So stay tuned and listen to this exciting show we have planned for you. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to today's podcast. Today, we're going to talk about superfoods, what are superfoods, and why you should incorporate them into your diet. Right, superfoods are a group of foods which are rich in vitamins, minerals, and plant-based nutrients such as phytonutrients, and they also contain antioxidant properties. This is obviously opposite of what most of us are eating nowadays. We're eating a lot of processed foods, a lot of corporation-made junk foods, which in reality have little to no nutritional value most of the time, right? Most of the foods are simply enriched back with the bare minimal nutrients, and really these are not good for our health. These are really simply just junk foods. This is what most of our teenagers are addicted to. Most of our children are addicted to. So it's real important that we focus on putting the right foods into our body and not the foods that are simply created by food scientists and lab rats who are trying to make these junk food or these processed foods addicting so that they continue to sell them and continue to help the company grow. So again, we should really be focusing on eating a diet full of fruits and vegetables, and these superfoods are the ones that you should really focus on. So the first one we're going to discuss is wheatgrass. Wheatgrass actually comes from the wheat plant, right? If you are gluten sensitive or have celiac disease, you should probably be okay because gluten is not in the floury part itself. It's actually in the seed. However, you probably want to take extra precaution as it could be some cross-contamination. Wheatgrass can be cultivated indoors or outdoors. It grows throughout the United States and Europe. It's rich in vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. It's specifically rich in vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin K, selenium, and magnesium, which are both minerals. Some of the benefits of wheatgrass is that it helps promote detoxification in the liver by supporting what scientists call phase one and the phase two pathway of detoxification. It helps to optimize immunity, which could be very beneficial during the flu season. Helps to alkalinize the body, helps lower cholesterol levels, and simply wheatgrass just has a lot more antioxidant properties than a lot of other fruits and vegetables, so it can help to protect the body. And you can actually be purchased in either a capsule form or a powder form, or simply as the grass itself, which a lot of times can be added to smoothies and salads. The second superfood is going to be goji berries, also known as Lycium barbarum. Goji berries, also very rich antioxidants. They are rich in phenolic acids, tannins, flavonoids, anthocyanins, and other specific vitamins. They're actually native to Asia, where they're commonly consumed more so than in the United States. Goji berries contain good amounts of vitamin A, vitamin C, iron, and potassium. So again, there's something that you can add to your diet. You can buy them as small dried berries. They kind of look like raisins, and you can add them to your salad or just grab a handful of them each day and eat them as a snack. again, some of the benefits of goji berries is that they have anti-aging properties, antioxidant properties. There's some studies to show that they can help protect the brain from Alzheimer's disease. They can increase stamina, according to practitioners of traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM. They can be a good snack for those with diabetes. They help lower cholesterol. And there's even some studies to show that they help keep the cells, the retina in the eye, so retina eye cells, healthy. And again, they can be taken as a supplement or simply as a dried berry fruit. The third superfood is cinnamon. This is probably one of my favorite, right? It's one of the most used spices. It's derived from the bark of a tree. It's used in traditional medicine, traditional Chinese medicine. It's used in Ayurvedic medicine and pretty much used by most cultures around the world. The spice can be added to coffee, to oatmeal, to rice, and many other foods, right? It's been shown to have many, many health benefits. I've had patients coming in and they're taking cinnamon supplements primarily to help with lowering blood sugar. So again, it can be helpful for those with diabetes. It has anti-inflammatory properties. It has antibacterial properties. There was even a study that showed it had activity against MRSA, which is a resistant bacteria known as methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. Cinnamon has antioxidant properties and also can help protect the liver. There was a study I came across, it was a 2017 study, which showed cinnamon can also be helpful in the prevention of Alzheimer's disease. So again, it helps protect the brain against the amyloid, beta amyloid deposits, which are believed to be the cause of Alzheimer's disease. It's a type of protein, you know, that gets deposited into the brain that causes a lot of the problems. Cinnamon can also help reduce fasting insulin levels in women who have polycystic ovarian syndrome. And again, this can be real helpful to with weight loss. Further, cinnamon has been shown to reduce the bad cholesterol, which is also known as the LDL cholesterol, and also reduce total cholesterol. And again, this can be purchased and, you know, consumed as either a supplement or as a cooking spice with your food. The fourth superfood is the acai berries. That's A-C-A-I berries. And it comes from the Amazon region of South America, where it's been consumed for hundreds, if not probably thousands of years by the indigenous cultures there as both a food and as a drink. It's a very, very powerful fruit, rich in polyphenols and antioxidants. And over the past decade, it's really becoming even more popular worldwide. And now you'll find more places selling acai berries or the juice thereof. Studies have demonstrated many health benefits of the acai berries. And this includes weight management. It has anti-inflammatory properties. It can protect the heart, helps improve circulation by actually dilating blood vessels and allowing the blood to move more freely. Acai berries also have anti-diabetic properties, helps lower cholesterol, and according to a 2013 study, may also help prevent Alzheimer's disease by inhibiting, again, the beta amyloid deposits in the brain. Acai berries available in both the powder form, supplements, and also even as a food. The next superfood is the maki berry, M-A-Q-U-I. I'm going to put the names of these actually in the show description, so make sure you take a look. But the maki berry is a deep purple fruit that grows wild in the southern parts of Chile. I've not yet been to Chile, but it's definitely a place that I want to go, and it's on my bucket list. So definitely, when I go there, I'm going to be eating some maki berries. But maki berries harvested for commercial use, primarily by the Mapuche Indians, and has very powerful antioxidant properties. And primarily, these antioxidant properties are due to the phenolic acids, flavonoids, and the anthocyanins. And there's even one specifically called delphinidin, which is one of the strongest antioxidants out there. A 2017 study that I came across in Food and Function demonstrated that this maki berry, when you consume it with a high-fiber diet, it helped to maintain high levels of antioxidants in your body. So So again, this is something you should consider adding to your diet. In addition, if you have arthritis, you might want to add this to your diet because it has anti-inflammatory properties, in which it inhibits an enzyme called COX-2. That stands for cyclooxygenase 2. And this is actually a similar enzyme in which medications like Celebrex, ibuprofen, and Aleve will inhibit. So the maki berry can do a similar thing in your body. So it can help reduce an enzyme that causes inflammation. So this is great for those with arthritis. It also has, again, antioxidant properties as discussed, promotes vascular health through the production of nitric oxide. And again, I did not come across any studies that showed it, this can help men with erectile dysfunction, but the fact that it actually promotes nitric oxide production actually tells us that this can help with blood flow, not only in the heart, but also for men who are concerned about erectile issues. Maki berry also can reduce vascular inflammation, and it even promotes the growth of beneficial bacteria in the gut, according to a study in the International Journal of Molecular Sciences. Lastly, a 2016 study showed that maki berry helps improve blood sugar, so it helps to lower the glucose in those with prediabetes. And it can be consumed as a food, in a supplement form, or even as a powder, which you can add to a fruit smoothie. Another superfood is known as bee propolis. Again, obviously we all know that bees make honey, and they also have a type of honey called royal jelly. And these are also a royal jelly is an extract that's made from the secretion that the worker bees produce. But there's also something known as propolis, P-R-O-P-O-L-I-S. And this is a substance made by extracting specific ingredients from plants, beeswax, and flowers. It's also known, propolis is also known as a bee glue, right? It comes from the Greek word pro, which means at the entrance to, and polis, which translates to community or city. So propolis is the glue used to keep the beehive together, and it has many, many health substances or beneficial substances within it. Cardal and quercetin are two of the many active ingredients found in bee propolis, and these substances help provide its medicinal benefits. The Incas, again, going back to South America, the Incas of South America used propolis to help fight fevers, and the Greeks and the Romans even used it topically to help heal wounds. So overall, the health benefits of propolis, bee propolis, are many. According to a 2017 study, they can lower blood sugar in diabetics. They can protect against kidney disease. They have antibacterial and antifungal properties, especially when used topically on wounds. They have antioxidant properties. They've been shown to protect the liver from mercury toxicity. They also protect against cavities. It can lower cholesterol, killed melanoma cells in the lab when taken as orally. And a 2017 study showed that bee propolis could actually kill colon cancer cells as well. However, please note that while some of these studies have shown that bee propolis can kill cells in the laboratory, there have not been any human studies done to show any cancer benefit. So again, if you have cancer or know someone who's being treated for cancer, while some people might add this supplement to their diet, I would not use it in place of any treatment your physician has recommended. Spirulina, this is probably one of my favorite ones. Spirulina is another superfood. It's a easy, digestible, nutritional supplement. It belongs to the family of the blue-green algae. It can be taken in either a pill form or the powder form. Personally, I like it as a powder. I add it to smoothies. Spirulina comes from a type of bacteria that scientists call cyanobacteria. Okay, and spirulina has, again, many health benefits. It's a complete source of protein, vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients. Has anti-inflammatory properties. It can help reduce arthritis-related pain, according to studies. Has antioxidant properties, lowers cholesterol, lowers blood sugar. It's a great source of zinc and a great source of B vitamins for those who are vegetarian and are worried about your B12 levels. You may want to consume spirulina. It can provide, you know, just a daily supplementation can provide up to 60% of the RDA of B12. Also contains essential fatty acids known as GLA or gamma linolenic acid, which is considered one of the healthy omega-6 oil. And again, the GLA has anti-inflammatory effects, which probably explains why it can help reduce pain associated with arthritis. So spirulina is a good supplement to take. It can be taken, again, as a powder or in a supplement form. Other superfoods that I want to go over include almonds, right? So almonds are a great snack, have a lot of health benefits, and these should be added to your daily diet. Turmeric also is a great superfood. It's a cousin of the ginger plant, has anti-inflammatory properties, has been shown to help lower cholesterol, helps reduce arthritis-related pain. I've had a lot of patients who use turmeric for arthritis, and I've had pretty good success seeing patients' pain be reduced. There's even studies that show it can help reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. So turmeric can be taken either as a food spice or it can be taken as a supplement. Celery is another superfood. It's a great source of vitamin K, of B vitamins, fiber, and it also is considered a negative calorie food, meaning that your body will actually spend more calories digesting the celery than is actually present in celery. So for those who are trying to lose weight, celery should be something you should add to your daily regimen. And two more to go over here. Brazil nuts, just, you know, a great, great snack. If you just consume two Brazil nuts per day, it would provide you with our daily need for selenium, a nutrient that's very important not only for our immune system but also for our thyroid. So consider adding Brazil nuts to your daily diet. And last but not least, chocolate, right? Chocolate is probably the funnest of all these superfoods. And one of the things you need to make sure, though, is that you're consuming dark chocolate, not milk chocolate. A recent study out of Denmark of 55,000 people showed that chocolate may help reduce the risk of an irregular heartbeat. Chocolate could help reduce the risk of an irregular heartbeat, specifically atrial fibrillation. This is probably due to the fact that it has large amounts of magnesium in it, which most of us do not get enough of. So if you're getting leg cramps, migraine headaches, and other muscle spasms in general, you probably want to add chocolate, dark chocolate to your diet, primarily because it's a great source of magnesium. So I hope today's podcast has been helpful. We discussed some of the superfoods that are out there. And if you can work daily to add these to your diet, I think overall you'll see your health start to improve. And if you have any other ideas and suggestions for podcasts and topics you'd like for me to cover in the future, please go ahead and send me a message on my Instagram account at EricMadridMD and let me know what topics you would like to be covered. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please visit Apple Podcasts or whatever medium you use to listen to podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Thank you and have a blessed day.